Support for this KQED podcast comes from Walmart Labs, based in Silicon Valley. Powered by its own open source technology, Walmart Labs engineers code in an agile DevOps environment. Learn more about engineering and big data positions at walmartlabs.com.
Good morning. I'm Queena Kim, and this is the California Report. California's death penalty system is in the judicial spotlight again. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals will hear a case today on whether the delays on California's death row makes its execution process cruel and unusual. Last year, a U.S. District Court judge said the process was unconstitutional, citing the fact that there have only been 13 executions since 1978. So our next story starts with a question. Let's say you make it as a big Hollywood producer. What would be your next move? For Scott Budnick, who produced the wildly successful Hangover movies, you know, those obnoxious bromance films, it was to become an advocate for young men and women who were sent to prison before they turned 18, or as kids.
A little bit of craziness.
Okay.
So we got a 2:15 meeting with a senator's chief of staff.
That's Budnick, and we're on the fifth floor of the Capitol building in Sacramento, where the lawmakers have their offices.
When's your next meeting?
I just told her I'm running back here, so I got
to
run back.
I was supposed to interview Budnick at a cafe across the street, but at the last minute, he called to say a meeting with the state senator had come through at the last minute, and could I meet him at the Capitol building instead?
I don't think I can bring the microphone into the meeting.
All right, okay, I'll see. Right. Oh, no worries.
And off Budnick went. Budnick put his Hollywood career on hold to start up ARC, or the Anti-Recidivism Coalition. It's a nonprofit that helps formerly incarcerated men and women who are sent to prison as youth transition back to life on the outside. One of Budnick's big successes in his newfound career is SB 260. It's a bill he helped make into law, and it gives prisoners who got life sentences as kids the right to petition a parole board for release. I asked Budnick, what was his role in getting that bill passed? And in typical Hollywood fashion, he says, networking. And that brings us back to Sacramento.
We are running down the stairway of the state capitol and headed to see Senator Gene Fuller, who is a Republican senator from Bakersfield.
Budnick is based in L.A., but he says he tries to make regular trips to the capitol to network. And for him, that means introducing lawmakers to young men and women who were sent to prison as youth.
I think it's important to always come up with those young people I work with who are formerly incarcerated to talk to lawmakers, because a lot of the folks up here, both Democrats and Republicans, have never really stepped into a prison, have never really interacted with people that were formerly incarcerated, so they just don't know the issue very well.
Budnick got to know the issue as a volunteer for Inside Out Writers. It's a nonprofit in L.A. that teaches creative writing at juvenile detention centers. Budnick says that experience showed him there is a profound disconnect between the way the media portrays youth criminals and the real-life youth prisoners he met on the inside.
We live in a society where every message we get through the media of young brown and black boys are negative messages. So when you turn on the news, you don't hear the success story. You hear the story of the gang murder. And anyone can tell me anything about an issue, but when I sit with a 15-year-old in a prison wearing handcuffs, they're acting like a 14-year-old that I grew up with in the suburbs of Georgia. When we were in high school, we got into fights, and that was the extent of it. When you're growing up in poverty, now knives are present and guns are present and a fight escalates. The first time I ever walked into juvenile hall, I sat next to a kid who'd just gotten 300 years in prison for not holding the gun, for standing next to an adult that shot the gun. And the kid got 300 years in prison at 15 years old, basically a sentence saying that we don't believe this person can ever change. And I think anyone that has children can realize that children do stupid things, but can become different people, can grow up.
Okay, so I'm going to say goodbye to you now, it seems, and then you're going to come back and pick up this conversation.
Absolutely.
And off Budnick went to his next meeting.
Have you met the boys?
He comes out about 20 minutes later with two young men.
Michael Mendoza and David, right?
They'd been waiting for him in the office. They were in their 30s, wearing blue blazers, button-downs, and slacks. They'd both been released in the last year and sent to prison as youth.
My name is Michael Mendoza, and I had a life sentence, and 9 months ago I was released under SB 260. And so,
what were you incarcerated for?
Mendoza looks over at Budnick, who tells him not to answer. And when I ask why?
Because I didn't tell them that they were going to be on the radio this morning. I don't want them boxed into a corner to talk about a crime they committed when they were children without being able to understand what you're doing and what's here.
Got it. So what have you been doing since?
Well, now I work full-time, and I'm going to school full-time at San Francisco State University.
We're now going to walk across the street and have a meeting with the Police Chiefs Association.
As we make our way out of the Capitol building, the young men fall behind while Budnick and I talk. Budnick was recently appointed to the Community College Board of Governors and the Board of State and Community Corrections. And this places him in a good position to pursue his next big goal, building a prison-to-community college pipeline.
We've just started our own housing program at the community colleges. We're currently housing 24 young men and women on parole who are full-time college students and supporting each other.
And where are these dorms and what community colleges are you teaming up with?
So we teamed up with LA Mission College in the San Fernando Valley of Los Angeles, and we're hoping that we can expand this throughout the state because we've really seen that having stable housing and having a support structure and mentorship around that housing for folks that exited incarceration, especially young folks, is the real game changer in keeping people out of prison and actually having them graduate colleges, university, and go into jobs.
And with that, Budnick is off to his next meeting, where he'll introduce Mendoza and Ray to some of the state's police chiefs who are in town for a meeting.
I think this is where we're going to be.
Okay.
Are we 1127? I think this is it. Yep.
That's Scott Budnick, the founder of the Anti-Recidivism Coalition. And that's the California Report for Monday, August 31st, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Quina Kim. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Endowment, working to achieve health and justice for all. Learn more at calendow.org. Barracuda Networks, innovators of network security and data protection solutions designed to thwart cyber threats and data loss for businesses of all sizes. Learn more at barracuda.com/KQED. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.